IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold Edward all loud.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, you watch all the movies, okay? Anybody with even mildly divergent thought or evolutionary thought or thoughts against the current status quo are the villains, always.
Yeah.
Right? The villains are always the ones who want to change the world. Yeah. That's so fucked up to me.
And they always added, ki hai, log mar jayenge. But like, there's not always going to be dead people, right?
It's yeah. Like, if you look at, like, okay, the amount, like, Thanos went to such great extents, right? Because he thought that it would be a better world, it would be a different, better world. But yeah. Captain America ka POV is ki, like, nahi, yahi Democrat aur Republican wala hi chalte rehna chahiye.
Yeah.
Iski raksha kar raha hai main, toh Thanos gaand marega.
मेको ना इसके लिए बीच के स्पेक्ट्रम के लोग बहुत अच्छे लगते हैं, जो बहुत बड़ा स्कैम भी नहीं करते हैं, बहुत छोटा भी नहीं करते हैं. इट्स लाइक मिडिल वाला. And it has that underdog quality to it. So
yeah.
I really don't feel bad when they
scam you.
When they scam other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like recently.
Why are you wearing glass?
Because I was Thai.
I was super scammed. Huh? If we have time for a story, I can tell you about the time I got.
That's the whole point. By the way, it's Preeti Vangani.
It's Preeti Vangani, poet, author, performer, and awesome performer who's also come back to India after 4 years.
After 4 years.
Ghar Vapsi has happened.
Yeah. So, oh gosh. But when I was in the US in my second year as a student, I'd gone to a writing conference to sell copies of my book that came out with a very, very small publisher. Mm. And as the stereotype goes, poets are very terrible with money, which is absolutely true for me, but very sad for my family because, you know, I come from a Sindhi background and it's a family of small businessmen. And my father always takes a lot of pride in how prudent he is with money, if not frugal. But when I was in the US, I full on picked up a phone call from an unidentified number. I'm like 18 months living in this country and I got scammed. I became the victim of an identity theft because, get this, a person with an Indian accent, not even an Indian American accent, told me that he was from the FBI and all of my assets needed to be seized because my account was linked to some drug trafficking account in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And as a person on a student visa, my exaggerated sort of anxiety at the moment was that somebody will come to my door and deport me to my country. And I was just saying, meko to course khatam karne ka. I fought with my family and I really want to get this degree. I gave him everything that he needed. My bank account number, I went to an ATM and withdrew money and I followed all of their instructions to the T, which, long story short, involved me depositing money into a crypto account which I would never have access, and I actually lost that money.
Nice.
The bank was nice enough to return some of it to me, but not all of it. But I'll tell you what, the emotional wound is never going to go away. I may have made up that money, but that emotional wound is not going to leave me. But yeah, identity. Yeah. And I read online that 80% of the people who get scammed in that particular type of phone call are actually people who are 60 plus and...
Nice.
mentally top, in that age bracket.
Yeah, you're top 20% if you ask me. I think that's pretty great.
I feel very, very privileged.
They do it with like a lot of immigrants also for that very reason, right? Because, and there was an entire thesis on this saying ki, telling old people, like, if you're going to get a call like this, then identify how they talk to you.
Yes.
Because when they came to you as well, they were like, ki, the first level is never threat. Ki, you will be deported right now, or you will be there's a threat in the first, that's always to scare you.
Yes,
the first tactic is always that. Otherwise, if you're like any governing body will first ask you, like, you know, blah blah blah, and then come to the brass tacks of it. It never goes like fuck you and from the first beginning.
The other day I got a message from the income tax department. Okay, like, you know that message, ITR, that thing comes, and it said that there's a large transaction, this thing, please go to this link and do it. And the link was also ITR. This is
looked sophisticated. Official. Yeah.
And I sent it to my accountant. And then my accountant sent it back saying, yeah, you have to pay some 50,000 rupees tax right now. I'm like, right now? Like, how? That's not how. And he's the accountant. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, tu kaise scam ho raha hai, gandu? Tu nahi hona chahiye aise scam, dude.
And this is in on it. It's like,
itna matlab silly level ka scam chalta hai na. The other scam that I did not fall prey to is the USPS, the postal service. And the US still relies a lot on postal service. Matlab aapko bank ka phone call aega, that will be a scam. But you cannot unbelieve something that comes in the mail. They rely very, very heavily on postal mail still.
Yeah.
fastest country in the world. But and the postal services, to their credit, actually fully efficient. And you know, it really is really important for people who bank that way or whatever. But when you do a change of address and you go to a new house, they are supposed to charge you only $1 to execute your change of address, and new mail will come for 365 days to new address. There are scams where they create pages that look exactly like the USPS page that will charge you $101. Wow. $201. So now I've seen a campaign.
But they do the thing, right? The $1 does go to USPS?
No, it's completely fraud. Oh, and then you realize 3 days later that you didn't get the receipt, and you go to the physical location of USPS, very conveniently located, and they're like, "Haan, madam, aapka fraud ho gaya hai."
But scam bahut level pe hota hai. Abhi, apna ek common person that we know, the producer for one of our shows, she asked me for some cash saying behan ka fees hai. And now she's dodging. So, matlab, scam har level pe ho raha hai.
Har level pe. You know, there is a procession jo hamare ghar se chalta hai. And they say ki mata ki puja ke liye paisa leke ja rahe hain. And my dad is very, very clear for like many years. He's like, I will give grains. I will not give money.
Yeah.
Because he has proof to believe that the two people who come to take the money are like rampant alcoholics, and they're only going to buy alcohol
with
it.
That's a lot of
I'm
places,
like, I don't think your grains are going to the right stomachs either. But
yeah, chalo, at least it's grains. You know what I mean?
As long as the biggest scam is religion.
Dude, I'll tell you this one scam. So they set up this whole thing, okay? And they call it like a governing body or whatever. And then they charge you on every penny you earn, dude. And they say some road road banayenge. But actually, wo log bus bhar ke log ko rally mein leke jaate.
Nahin.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the biggest scam. That's what I was saying that day and in the last Justice episode also. I was listening. Like, the whole pyramid scheme thing is very applicable, dude.
Yeah.
Like, all of us give money, you know, in good faith to this one entity, and it's supposed to take care of the money. Like, are you kidding me, dude? Mere ko meri ma 500 rupees deti thi bachpan mein, mere mein itna niyat nahi tha, dude, ki 500 rupees ka account karke achche se wapis dun. So, ye log 100 crore rupees tak lada nahi aa raha hai kisi ko time pe.
Mera scam aisa chalta tha, you know, even up until the point that I started working as a salaried professional wagera, ki jo bhi kharida hai na, saman, dress, shoes, jo bhi hai, main ghar pe aake na, uska 50% ya 60% dam batati thi. And I used to cut off the MRPs only because mere ko dar lagta tha ki ye log mere ko wapis bol denge. Tum to zyada price deke aaye, ye wo. Aur maine seekha kisse? Apne papa se aur mummy se. Because if my grandmother asks, aloo kitne ka mila? They are also discounting and telling her. They are not telling her the real rate, because everybody is very scared of being told that you did not know how to haggle.
Yeah. That's a big thing, right? Like, how did you spend this much on this? You should have just gone and done that. And this happens in weird ways. Like, Abir, it's like Sam, our common, like my friend, friend's friend, okay, Sam. Sam ka kaisa hai na, main jidhar bhi vacation pe jata hai, main paisa waisa deke book karta hai. Fir some reason main Sam ko bolta hai, hey Sam, main idhar ja raha hai. Sam like, oh, mera to idhar ghar hai. And I'm like, abe Sam, yaar. तो कहाँ कहाँ घर लेके बैठा है तू यार कि मैं क्यों दे रहा है बार बार पैसे चीजों का
make my Sam
twice this happened dude twice
make
in a row.
Sam great again
Sam is already great.
My favorite thing nowadays is to watch all these scam busting videos
very hacks their camera and all.
Yeah, so basically there's like a white guy who sits in America and he's like very proficient with like hacking into these systems. So like he gets these scammer calls and then he entertains them. Like some of them go on for 3-4 hours, okay?
Yeah.
And he has a voice modulator where he's like, oh, I'm just a poor lady. And he's doing all of this, okay? So his voice only comes out as a old lady voice, and this Indian guy is like, yes madam, yes, Thelma ma'am. He's doing all of this, and after the third hour he has scammed them and he's taken money from their account.
That's
okay,
great.
And then he hacks their fucking phones and their cameras. So there's one visual of them losing it and they're in the screen, okay? And they're like, and it's like, yare, tu bencho. And he knows bad words also in America. It's my favorite thing to watch. The karma comes fully circle.
It has the makings of a proper Abbas Mastan movie.
Yeah, Jamtara was that, the series. Yeah, it was about those the scammers only.
Yeah.
And how innovative they get.
But that's the thing, like, we always take inspiration. It's never like a story of like, oh, this is wrong. You know what I mean? It's always like, I should be this guy.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same thing with the whole Scam 92 wala show.
Yeah, everybody got inspired by it. Huh?
Yeah,
like, calm down.
But like, even like the show was great, right? Like as a cinematic thing to watch. But like as a historical, you can't treat it like a historical document. It's not a historical document.
Yeah.
It's accurate in a lot of ways historically. Like even the sofa ka pattern in the house, like growing up in a share market. Dude, ekdom accurate. And research kiya basically, kharche se zyada. But the truth of it is very different. Like, it's always more gray and more nuanced than you think it is. What was doing was in a legal gray area. There was lack of this, there was that. There's 500 things that were going on in that conversation which you don't get touched. And then that becomes history. Like that Robert Mugabe movie, Idris... Idi Amin.
The one with Forest Whitaker.
Yeah, sorry. Idi Amin wala movie and Forest Whitaker is the actor. I was thinking it's a Mugabe movie with Idi Amin as
the actor. I can do a good Forest Whitaker voice.
Yeah?
But only in the Star Wars universe. Pugalib, it's good.
Yeah, like that Texas grandmother. Yeah. It's a very niche skill.
Yeah, Forest Whitaker does that voice. Yeah.
But in that movie, na, there's a scene where the guy goes into the fridge of Idi Amin and there's a head in the fridge of Idi Amin. Yeah. It's the enemy's head.
Yeah.
That's just a story. That's not actually the thing that happened. But now, if you go to even that country and you talk to people there, they're like, oh, Idi Amin to fridge mein public ko rakh diya tha. And yeah. They're like, tera hi itihas hai, yaar. Tu hi
fridge
picture
mein
ka.
Tha, but the basements of his house and all torture chambers were like full of like just dead bodies. Like yeah, actual documentary, if you see.
Yeah.
It was just like mutilated bodies were bodies. And like, that's what everybody was like, why would a black man do so much bad things to their own people, right, who have fought for like rights.
Before that, there was also like the expulsion of all the Indians and all. In fact, if you look at, it was the largest mass migration of non-resident Indians to another country. They all ended up going to England.
Almost like a culling of sorts.
Many of them never came back. And those people obviously went on and became really prominent citizens in the UK in terms of business and whatever, because Indian log jaake kar lete. But like, then the core country lost that manpower, right? Like they lost that, it's like a brain drain only or something.
How do you feel as an immigrant right now? It's been 4 years you moved.
It's been 7 years.
Dude, I remember way back when she moved.
It's a 7 year anniversary.
Yeah. Oregon, where are you?
San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
I studied there and then continued to live there.
What is this rent in San Francisco?
Terrible.
But to give you all context, Preeti does poetry. And back in the day, in the proto stages of these scenes, all the scenes sort of intermingled because there was lack of venues and a lot of mixed bag open mics. And so poets and comics and rappers and musicians all used to actually interact with one another, share ideas.
There was a culture of sorts,
There was a culture.
And this is not new. Like after studying there, I realized like across the world, these art strains have mingled a lot. Poets and photographers talk to each other all the time. Comics are continuously talking to filmmakers. And it's like, this is how it moves.
Actually, comedy really owes a lot to the beat poetry scene, right?
Yes.
Like, I mean, all of those tiny prohibition era back rooms became venues for beat poets and then eventually became venues for comics all over the north of America.
Yeah, because there was a time when Lenny Bruce and Allen Ginsberg were like crossing over almost in terms of like cultural. Lot of these names you can Google, please. I can't.
Yeah, sare mast log hai. Howl karke ek picture hai, James Franco ne kiya hai. Wo historical document nahi hai. Par wo padh lena hai.
Also, Kill Your Darlings.
Kill Your Darlings.
Starring, starring Michael C. Hall and Daniel Radcliffe.
Wo nahi pata.
Dane DeHaan. Yeah, it's like young Allen Ginsberg life. Like how they became beat poets and how they were all having gay sex.
Or I moved in 2016, 4.5 months before Trump got elected, and 30 days before the, no, I want to say 15 days before the election, hamara jo class tha, I was taking a class in a seminar and it was called Outrage in Poetry, and our teacher actually made us memorize and take copies of Howl, Allen Ginsberg's Howl, and we went below the Transamerica building, which is a really large financial capital building with a heinous evil history in San Francisco. And you know, it's like this, imagine a really long triangular shaped buildings. I'm sure folks can Google it. And we all dressed up in whichever animal or radical we wanted to be, but you know, a lot of people chose to wear animal costumes and read out with bull horns in our hands, passages of Howl. So, and then, you know, we were also sort of understanding the history of what a poetry action is, which was very new to me because I'm so not, I wasn't trained in literature or anything before I went there. And you just go out and occupy street spaces. So we did this at the Transamerica building, for example. A week before the election, we went to one of the railway stations, which is the biggest hub in a very small city. And we asked everybody who was coming out of the train station to read passages from a poet called Claudia Rankine, who is a black poet and writes very deeply into social justice movements, to just come and outrage. And there was a Trump pinata hanging on the station, which we had hung from a wire, and everybody who read a poem could take a whack at the pinata and hit it.
Nice.
Unfortunately, he still won, but I'm telling you, outraging for those 2 days, even as a very, very new person in that country, just, it felt like art can be so much more than being in one venue at one time. And it can be free and it can be accessible. And it was just like, I think one of the first seeds to be like, haan yaar, ye sab ke liye hai.
Yeah, but I think in India, to a great extent, like the barriers we put to an audience are as much for our safety as it is for anything else.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, wo standard phrase of free show mein kaisa log aata hai, dude. You know what I mean? You don't want those people at the show. So yeah. for Absolutely. Safety of audience and of this thing, you end up fucking taking care and making it less. I mean, that way though, I think comedy and to an extent poetry are like the most accessible art forms in India.
Yeah.
Because you can just sign up to an open mic and show up and do the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a class barrier there. But you can
circumvent it. Like right now, it's like the best time. Also, like when I first entered the scene also was like the narrative was changing. I always say that like the whole comedy scene was like Sobo and Bandra and all these boys were just like a little more privileged than most of us. Like then you see Dhaval Dattar coming from Dombivli.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I came from Bhayandar. You know, other people who are like from Vasai, Naigaon, we're all like doing a little thing where like we have to get involved in this culture and we have to talk about a culture also. Like I would talk about how I wouldn't even mention Bhayandar in my sets earlier because I was so embarrassed about where I come from, right? And so like a small town or like whoever you are, you don't belong your type situation. Only after I started owning up, I'm like the fucking potential, the humor in this.
Yeah.
Like all these notions that I already broke with the gay thing, I can just do it further more with the, like, and growing up gay in a fucking North Bombay small town, the layers just unfolded, okay?
Right.
So I was just like, you know, you were asking earlier, like, how do I phrase, is this a matter of like, how do I, like, you know, live that life and then how do I present it authentically on stage?
Yes.
Is this a matter of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what Akash is saying is so relevant because I have lived for the last 7 years in a liberal bubble which is not free of problems at all, right? It is the home of Elon Musk and the home of Twitter and all of that absolute garbage, millionaire money. But had we done the two things that I spoke about pre-election, those kind of things, just, you know, a few miles south in Southern California or in any other state, we would have definitely been behind bars.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, San Francisco still surprisingly has the ecosystem and the wonderful people who make you feel safe and you can do stuff like that. But, you know, also thinking about class, I think this is a problem. I think about it a lot in both prose and poetry, but it's something that even I have not gotten over with. You know, I think like 10 saal, 15 saal pehle when I had just, you know, finished, I was still working in the corporate world. Ye bahut hi matlab inherent tha mere andar because I grew up in the suburb of Wadala. My mother has a really big family and every single one of my cousins or every single one of her siblings was married into Bandra. My mother grew up in Khar and all of my maternal aunts and uncles lived in Bandra and I... Since primary school, I did not have the literacy or the articulation to understand what class disparity is, but I always felt so small by the fact that we lived furthest from where all the fun was happening.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth standard, McDonald's was opening on Linking Road and I was still stuck with Five Garden is the thought that used to spiral inside my head all the time. And I'm like, main kya karu ye horse ride ka, mere ko nahi karne ka nahi. Aur ye matlab, you know, it goes hand in hand with
You're
English.
Like, I'm not loving it.
Exactly. I am so not loving it. Although my not loving it language was just a lot of tears and giving my mother hell for where life had, you know, made us land up versus the others. And I still struggle with this, you know. Abhi hum log bolte hain FOMO, WOMO. I'm like, mere ko language nahi tha tabhi, but ye kitna hit hota hai mere ko. And like, mere ko bahut embarrassment hota tha, even when I went to Podar to say ki main Wadala se hoon or whatever. And ye to mere ko matlab itni choti baat hai, but when we were in 11th standard, a person who went to Bombay Scottish School, who landed up in the same class as me, you know, I was saying something and I used the word elite and I said elite and we were standing in a circle eating sandwich and I remember he laughed aloud and he said, it's not elite, Dumbo, it's elite. And I was
same
like,
cheese hua,
mere saath. One fucking this guy
elite.
One guy called
school.
Neil from fucking Andheri was like, I didn't know like what money was like. So he would say, hey, you have 10 bucks or what? You have 20 bucks. So I thought it was bugs, okay? I didn't know it was bucks. So, I would, so I'm like,
bugs, bunny bugs.
Yeah, I'm like, for the cab from the station to here, it's 20 bucks. It's like, it's all bugs, chomu, and everybody started laughing at me. I'm like, okay, cool.
Are, in junior college, I was, and it's weird to me because we were toh rich also. But like, I just grew up speaking Gujarati and Hindi Marathi as opposed to speaking in English only. Like So like, when I went to junior college, they used to call me Ramu Kaka. For 2 years, they used to call me Ramu Kaka. It came from school, like the other kids in school will call me Ramu Kaka because I used to hang out in the library too much. And
what's Ramu Kaka about that?
Ki, you're the library pune. That was the
book saaf karte hain.
Aur
jo karta bhi tha usme kya hai, agar kitab pasand hai to kitab saaf nahi karega aadmi.
Aur pune to person hai hi nahi na.
Haan, insaan
thodi
hai.
And this is what I find so infuriating, and I think, you know, rage is a very valid emotion, is that मैं क्लास प्रिविलेज्ड और कास्ट प्रिविलेज्ड पर्सन हूँ और यू नो मेरी इंग्लिश इतनी अच्छी नहीं होगी और मेरे घर वाले कोई अलग काम करते हैं कंपेयर टू योर पापा एंड मम्मी एंड मेरे को इतना चुभ रहा है
तो
तुम नीचे सोचो यू नो लाइक आई मीन आई कांट इवन इमेजिन लाइक एवरी टाइम यू एंटर अ रूम यू नो वन ऑफ माय टीचर्स सेज think about the people who grew up least like you, and then all of the intersectionality of the margins that we come from start opening up, yaar. Caste, race, gender, and sexuality, all of those things. And I'm like, agar mujhe itna chubh raha hai, toh maine toh dekha hi nahi hai ki niche kya ho raha hai.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's always, I think so, like, whenever we talk about like making friends with people from different strata, it's a very eye-opening thing. Like, yeah. Once you realize that. Like, I always talk about how Shravan and I, like, we are best friends almost in many ways, right? Like, Shravan is the audio engineer who's not here, right? Or we have Rishi.
Which, don't say it angrily. Like, Jinx is a nice guy.
I'm making
like,
fun of him, but he's in on a joke.
Sweetest guy.
Yeah, yeah. No. But, So I grew up in the Chawls in Golibar in Santa Cruz East, right? And from there, like, once I moved, like, away from that life, it was like when I went back to visit Shravan's house in Dharavi, it was just like such a like a warm welcome back almost. It just felt like, oh fuck, dude. It was like a vibe I missed for a very long time.
Yeah.
And of course, like now you think about it, okay, like living would be difficult. And I my entire set, like beginning of my show is about the Chawl life. But it's just like they find happiness in their own ways. And I think that's the intermingling of different ideas or thought also. You come together, you have that conversation, and it's nice.
Yeah, and I think that gaze is so different from, you know, the 8 years that I worked in marketing. Aur hum log jaate the consumer research ke liye market visit pe. Aur this is such a thakela concept, you know, and many, many like folks in the discipline of academia, etc. have spoken about this, ki marketing mein aap log jo consumer target karte ho, uska classification hai SEC. Socio-economic classification. Of course, no imagination in whoever theorized this. SEC A1+, based on income.
Yeah.
And which pin code you live in, if I'm right, A1, B1, B2, B3, going down to CDE. So, you know, aapka agar product hai, jo sachet hai, wo aap CDE ko market कर रहे हो और आपका मीडिया प्लान उस पे बन रहा है और जो आप यू नो लग्जरी प्रोडक्ट बना रहे हो फियामा डिविल्स या जो भी वो एबीसी को जाएगा और उनके घरों में जाके आप रिसर्च करोगे और ये गेज इतनी आई डोंट थिंक खराब इज अ वेरी वैल्यू जजमेंटल वर्ड बट देयर इज सो मच पॉलिटिक्स इन द फैक्ट दैट यू एज एन एमबीए अलोंग विद योर अदर एमबीए कोहोर्ट एंड योर बॉस आर एंटरिंग द हाउस ऑफ पीपल इन सीडीई हु अ रिसर्चर हैज हेल्प्ड यू फाइंड एंड दीज पीपल आर पोस्चरिंग टू गिव यू नो गुड आंसर्स एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट फॉर दैट लिटिल गिफ्ट that you'll get in the end. It is yet another kind of scam. But at a socio-political level, I also just think it is so much of culture vulturing to benefit who? ITC uncle.
This keeps coming up in this season again and again. Because like, my wife said this once and it does not leave my head. I said ki wo automation se kya hoega, naukri jayega, baat kar rahe hum log. So she's like, why automate? I'm like, because we want to increase productivity. And she's like, phir kya? Like, what do you do with the extra table that you made? Like, who do you sell it to? There's nobody to buy it, Akash. The jobs have all gone. You know? Like, it's the same thing with Elon, right? Elon bol raha hai, Mars jayenge, Mars jayenge. Loda, mere ko ticket thodi milne wala hai Mars jane ka. Ye kamre mein kisi ko aukaat nahi hai Mars jane ka, theek hai? Tumhara bhi most likely nahi hai agar ye sun rahe ho to. So, rehne to bro. Wo top one, wo apne doston ke liye kar raha hai ye sab. Wo apne liye thodi kar raha hai wo.
यार कुछ भी हो रहा है मतलब हाइपर कंज्यूमरिज्म में तो हमें को तो लगता है कि हम लोग ऑफकोर्स पोस्ट अपोकोलिप्टिक स्टेट में रहते हैं मेरा पार्टनर जो है वो ट्रिनिडाड से है और पहली बार इंडिया आया वो एंड डे बिफोर यस्टरडे वी वर इन द ऑटो गोइंग फ्रॉम खार टू सैंटा क्रूज एंड ही सॉ माजराटी एंड ही इज लाइक माजराटी ऑन दीज रोड्स व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन इन दिस पर्सन्स हेड आई एम लाइक यू रियली डोंट वांट मी टू एक्सप्लेन बिकॉज आई ऑल्सो डोंट वांट टू कन्फ्रंट
मैं कल गाड़ी का रिव्यू देख रहा था एक और वो ओनर रिव्यू होता है ना ओनर हैज ड्रिवन फॉर दिस थिंग And he says, चलो सब समझा लिया फिर चलो सर सबसे पहले तो देखो जो होस्ट है वो बोल रहा है सबसे पहले तो देखो सर हम गाड़ी खरीदते तो हम क्या देखते हैं दूसरों का इंप्रेशन क्या how the fuck what
no we know we are echo chambering this is a room of echo chambering
the fact that he just said it bluntly
and the other guy is like nahi wo jo gaadi dhota hai na wo subah baith ke 2 second to gaadi ko dekhta hai ki gaadi kitni mast dikhti hai I'm like tu kiske liye kar raha hai ye
But where is this car from? Is it Bombay or Delhi?
Delhi.
Huh. Then they have a little bit of a better road to drive at least.
No, but I mean, it's not even that expensive. I Okat Samet gaadi ka review dekhta hai, bro. I Mercedes ka nahi, I Maruti ka dekhta review. So, but I mean, it's a 22 lakh rupay ka gaadi. Agar tu ye soch ke le raha hai, ki wo baju wale Sharma uncle ko kaisa, I want to, you know what I mean?
But that's typically like a very North thing, no? Like it's like
it's a very India thing, dude. Like it's very us thing. Where, like, we learn this from our family, right? Our family spends their entire life caring about what random people think.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you start doing it on social media, your parents are like, oh, you shouldn't do this. It's crazy. But like, it's the same thing. It's just magnified through technology.
It's just what we choose to flaunt and what we don't want to flaunt. It's like, my car is looking nice. Look at it. But my father has a mental illness. Let's hide that. You know, it's always been the case for the longest time.
Oh, 100%. And ye matlab, you don't even have to go to the neighbor level to look at whose gaze or approval we are wanting. You know, I mean, from personal experience, and I, you know, hate returning to it. But when my mother passed away a long time ago. But when she was diagnosed with cancer hai ye logon ko batana nahi hai. Jab tak ho sakega hum log chupane ki koshish karenge.
But what's the shame in someone suffering? Like, I think it opens up, like, for example, my mom recently found out, like, one of her friends passed away from cancer. And again, same thing. They were like, don't tell anybody. They just told us about the funeral after she died. And my mom felt such betrayal because she, like, I've known you for like 20 plus years. But like, did we do you something wrong or something? But no, they were just like secretive about the entire thing, right?
Huh.
And my mom was like, at least we could have said goodbye to them nicely, at least, you know, like, had like one little, like, a chance to do that. But no.
No, confront our pain, please.
Yeah.
No, we like to do it in some weird fucking way. Like, prayer meetings always fuck with me for that reason. Oh, whose benefit is a prayer meeting? Like, you know what I mean? The star is dead. Like, there's nobody. What are we here? Just fucking. And then they play the three sad songs. And they fucking know. Huh? Like, I've arranged so many prayer meetings in my life now. Mm-hmm. That I know who to call. Like, the vendors all call me Akash Bhai. They know me well now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's such a formality for the. Everybody knows this is a dance. Like, nobody is emotionally in on this. You know what I mean? And the family is also like doing it purely for the motion of it. Because the motion has to be gone through. It's fucking stupid, dude.
As an idea of coming together and mourning the dead, like the way, you know, Jewish folks do it, or they sit Shiva, or, you know, Mexicans celebrate Day of the Dead. And I think that celebrating our dead and remembering and honoring them, if it is done in the right spirit, it would be really joyful for me. Because one of my life's biggest gripes is this whole move on methodology. Like, ho gaya na, mar gaya person, 14 days, chalo, let's move on. Which is important. Some people sort of, you know, cope with their emotions by returning to normalcy like that. But mera pura motive hai ki, अगर किसी को ग्रीव करना है, ग्रीव का कोई लीनियर शेप नहीं है, एंड इफ दे वांट टू पार्टिसिपेट इन समथिंग लाइक दैट, लेट्स डू इट विद द स्पिरिट ऑफ दैट एंड ब्रिंग द ट्रांजैक्शनलिटी आउट ऑफ इट.
आई डोंट थिंक द स्पिरिट, लाइक दिस वन स्वामी जी टोल्ड मी वंस, व्हिच आई थिंक इज वेरी एप्ट टुडे. ही सेज दिस फॉर्म वर्सेस स्पिरिट. We are obsessed with form. We don't give a fuck about spirit.
Yes.
You know, like, I remember, like, one of my grandparents passed away and we were doing the prayer meeting ka arrangements, and the argument for almost 45 minutes was about whether or not there should be chai at the event. You know, and I'm like, you just fucking missed the point, you know, completely. Like, it's the same when my wife was coming in that doli mein late na, supposed to be four brothers. She didn't have four brothers. She has one brother. So then who... So then now the spirit behind the thing is the people who've carried you through life are the ones who are going to carry you to this next stage or whatever the fuck. So she's like, let me get my friends, right? Like, all of her friends, like 3-4 male and female friends. They are the ones who've sort of been the sibling support that one experiences. You know what ended up happening? My friends ended up carrying her because there were no guys.
From her friends.
Huh.
Yeah.
उसके दोस्त में कौन वो गोड़ू था? गोड़ू तो शॉर्ट बंदा है, एक बंदा था गोड़ू. बाकी माय फ्रेंड्स एंडेड अप लाइक चिन्मय एंड अनुज वर देयर, हु केम टू द वेडिंग फ्रॉम माय साइड. बट बंदा है, लंबा है, तू कर ले. सो दे टू गो टू सच अ ग्रेट एक्सटेंट टू डिस्ट्रॉय द स्पिरिट ऑफ द थिंग कंप्लीटली जस्ट टू अधियर टू द फॉर्म.
Yes. And I mean, I will even take it one step further and be like, you know, marriage itself and so many traditions, of course, you know, our like intellectual conversation around it has moved on and we think about partnership differently. But in all of those traditions, I cannot help but see the position of how the woman is, in the whole proceeding, how a woman is, you know, head is bent, etc. It's like, ladki bech rahe ho yaar, wo hai aapka tradition.
Yeah.
Starting se wahi hai. Gaye de rahe the, bakri de rahe the, gold de rahe the na. Wo abhi tak kahin gaya nahi. सिर्फ उसका पैकेजिंग बदला है.
No, I'm now though I don't even think that is the thing anymore. I think it's deteriorated much further off the weddings I've seen in the last 6 months. They are Instagram videos. That's what they are.
Yes.
They are Instagram
videos.
You are an extra.
Yeah.
Just to be there and tumko bas videographer, photographer ka gaand dekhna hai pura shaadi, kyunki wahi dikhne wala hai tumko.
I want to watch the same amount of pomp for the breakup or divorce also, because
tabhi to silent.
Because it's been
divorce to baat batana hi nahi hai kisi ko ki divorce.
Even in the comedy scene, like, you know, everybody like, when
COVID ki tarah hai, nahi
wedding happened, everybody was like, yeah, you know, wedding happened, everybody's like hashtag, you know, hagu muttu, whatever, fucking they'll find a way to, like, you know, ki iski jaya or something, whatever.
Yes, hashtag.
Yeah. I want to break up hashtag.
Dude, Abhi recently, na, like, this has happened so many times, like, you know, all these actresses get married and their after movie comes out and then my friends are showing me their shadi ka after movie saying mera copy kiya and I'm like nahi kisi ne kisi ka copy nahi kiya this is a copy without an original
हाँ okay. आप सबने कैपिटलिज्म का कॉपी किया है बहुत ही शानदार तरीके yeah. में विच आई फील लाइक यू नो देयर इज दिस एंटायर सबसेट ऑफ शोज एंड इट इज हैपनिंग अक्रॉस कल्चर्स नॉट जस्ट इंडिया जो नेटफ्लिक्स एंड ऑल देयर कजिन्स आर हैप्पीली स्ट्रीमिंग इंडियन मैच मेकिंग एंड दैट अदर शो हुज नेम आई फॉरगेट वेयर दे जस्ट शो यू हाउ पॉम्पस एंड इंडियन मैरिज कैन बी
हाँ.
इसके ऊपर 8 or 10 एपिसोड
द बिग फैट इंडियन वेडिंग और समथिंग
यस दैट्स करेक्ट एंड आई एम लाइक दिस इज व्हाट वी आर प्रेजेंटिंग ऑफ कोर्स टू आवर अपर क्लास फ्रेंड्स हु आर वाचिंग ऑल ऑफ दीस एंड मेकिंग नंबर्स फॉर द इंडिया ऑडियंस बट ऑफ कोर्स पोजीशनिंग दिस होल थिंग फॉर द वाइट गेज एंड वेस्टर्न गेज आल्सो हम लोग ये दिखा रहे हैं ये हमारा कल्चर है सुंदर सुंदर एंड लाइक जस्ट थिंक अबाउट द एवरेज एंड आई हेट दैट आई डोंट हैव द नंबर बट द एवरेज इनकम ऑफ अ पर्सन इन यू नो सिटी लाइक बॉम्बे और एनी अदर सिटी इज नॉट इवन लाइक वन विल नॉट इवन match up to 1/4 of the cost of what if the groom is wearing
one hotel room yeah
yeah 20,000
rupees a month puts you in the top 5% of income earners in the country
yeah but so, what is going what? On culturally how? It's like
how less are the other people earning
Ravish has been screaming this for last 1 year you didn't know this is a thing
20,000 you're in top 5
or top 10 some Shit. Percent
oh gosh
yeah,
yeah but like, hum log kya what are we even giving our eyeballs to you know ye rich people TV jo hai crazy rich Asians was a book you know jo literature mein aayi and then uska movie bana and uske 700 spin-off you know yeah. rich Asian people in New York doing this rich Asian people in yeah. Seattle doing this that's
but is this basic voyeurism right like I mean this is something I've noticed across the board like every brand everybody they want to very consciously keep you from talking about anything real you know what I mean and you get cut off you get demonetized your reach is cut off the minute like COVID I still talk about the pandemic like everyone pretends like the pandemic hasn't happened
yeah.
you know and every time I talk about it I see the reel I see the numbers go down on that fucking reel I see what happens when you don't dude I see those feminism wala reel aata hai jo tumhe pura feminism 30 second mein de dega पूरा so, चूतिया है औरतें कि इतने साल से इस पे लिखी जा रही है ये 30 सेकंड में दे रहा है आदमी एक तुमको
yeah, yeah.
और तीन वेब पेज में पूरा पूरा थ्योरी
और उसमें विमेन में 2 एस्ट्रिक्स आ जाता है सेक्सुअलिटी में 3 एस्ट्रिक्स आ जाता है क्योंकि ये शब्द नहीं बोल सकते बहनचोद लाइक आई मीन यू रियलाइज दे आर कर्टेलिंग फ्री स्पीच Right? All of these platforms are curtailing free speech and we're all okay with it. Like, that's community guideline.
Mm-hmm.
That's not curtailing free speech. Main benchot nahi bol sakta YouTube video mein, bro.
Yeah.
Pahila 15 second mein bola, mere ko kaat dega. Kyun? Kyunki community ko achha nahi lag raha hai. Tere saath bhi yehi ho raha hai. Sabke saath yehi ho raha hai. Like, I was talking to Ritu Shri only the other day about this. Something about culture only, you know. And I was like, if culture is what we do and what we say and how, you know, like, culture is what we do at births, deaths, weddings. Right? Like, that's upro, like, those three... traditional things in your life when yeah. a new person comes an old person goes and a new person comes right shaadi mein somebody new is coming into the family and families are joining whatever the fuck you want to call it if culture is what we do during these times right that's culture right so shaadi mein jab log nachte hai chutiya ki tarah wo culture hai wo culture hai abhi tum apna nahi hai tum apna hai nahi us culture ko par tum jahan rehte ho wahan pe wahi culture hai abhi kya karega
you forgot the fourth kind the bacteria We'll take a short break and be back on Vartha Lab after this. See you. So I was saying, like, now everybody's getting a gas pipeline, so it's a nice thing only, yeah. like basically. Even Bayandar mein ho raha hai, sab bola. So my entire back road of my building is now dug up, okay? And it's dug up like in a way where they're like doing sections and then closing it off and then doing sections. But then when BMC covers up everything, it's just like a little mountain. Aisa, but main dekhenge 5-6 mahine baad.
I love that title though, when BMC covers up everything.
yeah, yeah. It's mostly about everything only. Like even dead cases in their fucking fumigated bullshit. Anyways, so this lady in the morning, okay, like I'd come back from Cyrus only, from uh-huh. studio. I'm walking towards my building and this lady is like ki logo ko problem karte ho tum log pata nahi main isko Alka ko phone lagayegi and I'm like who the fuck is Alka dude aur haath mein she's walking with like her own kachra dabba and 1-2 jhadus okay so I'm like this lady is on fire okay she wants to take the entire system down but at this point like she's angry that we're getting pipeline gas which is just like going to be beneficial for us only down the
no,
line
no she's not angry about the pipeline she's angry about the shoddy work
the momentary inconvenience is what she's okay. angry about okay. let's just say that because yeah. like of course they're also doing their best they're not like people who are like main tumhara area mein ke tumhara road fuck ke jayega they're just like general
no poor, but they yeah. are like that the contractors are like
contractors
that
contractors like that yeah
लाइक देयर होल पॉइंट इज कि मैं रास्ता कचरा बनाएगा ताकि मेरे को फिर से बना. पर देखो अभी मुंबई कर लोगों को मैं बता दूं, इंडिया में पैन इंडिया बता दूं, अभी नेक्स्ट ईयर इलेक्शन है, टेंशन मत लो. जो भी अगल बगल में कम काम चालू है, जो लग रहा है खत्म हो सकता है वो हो जाएगा, गारंटीड. गारंटीड दंगे भी ज्यादा होंगे ये साल, स्ट्रेस मत लो. ठीक है,
लेकिन अच्छे रास्ते पे दंगे कर पाएंगे.
फोर लेन में जो दंगे करने का मजा है ना.
हाँ, मतलब तुम अगर बस जलाना रहेगा तो एटलीस्ट इट विल बी पार्क्ड नाइसली, यू नो, सो देयर विल बी पार्किंग स्पॉट्स विद बर्निंग बसेस.
बर्निंग स्पॉट अलग, पार्किंग स्पॉट अलग.
या आई मीन चार साल के बाद आई एम सीइंग दिस, बट आई मीन यू नो द कोस्टल हाईवे, all of the new rises, they were always in the plans. But abhi now my taxi or my auto stops so much longer at signals, or it, you know, snuggles by those roads so, so slowly. I am so, so tired of seeing that scaffolding ka hashtag, hashtag Mumbai is upgrading.
Yeah.
It is the best joke. Whoever has made that scaffolding but, has played on us.
Mumbai is upgrading is the LimeWire download, okay? Which they get 98% for 4 hours.
It is the torrent file that does not play.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, I mean, on some level, it had to be done at some point. Nobody bothered doing it for all these years.
Yeah, it's a cold turkey mechanism with Bombay right now.
Yeah, like it really is though. And if you remember the time just before all of the construction started, it was equally bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't getting any better. At least now with each and every one of these metro legs getting done, little bit less, that area is getting some relief.
Huh.
So I feel like, or abhi, for example, wo bridge banane ka hai, wo Andheri ka bridge toot gaya hai. 6 saal se usse theek nahi kiya tha yaar. To kabhi to karna padega na.
And that bridge is so funny because these chunks of it are falling one by one. Okay, rickshaw would be going and it's like rickshaw is not there only because it's gone into manhole. Or rickshaw size manhole, okay?
Hmm.
So like they were just like fixing patches from like ages.
Yeah.
Which means that when you're fixing one patch, then traffic coming from this side still has to go like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now this entire bottleneck happening in Andheri because of that, and everybody hates each other, and all of Andheri is angry because of the one bridge.
Yeah. See, roadworks or utilities 100% samajh mein aata hai. Tum log time le lo, kar do, ho jayega, bharosa bhi hai. What gets my goat is the high-rise constructions. The rate at which buildings have gone into redevelopment and new buildings that are coming up.
Sabko extra permission de diya.
Pandemic ke baad almost 250 building ka permission de diya.
Haan, aur matlab jo bhi ghar mein jao, and I'm sure you all are experiencing it too, it's like, har do do ghante mein jhadu kiya, wapas dust aa raha hai, kya karne ka hai? Window band rakhne ka hai. Air nahi chahiye, kholo, wapas jhadu. It's like this cycle.
Air khol ke bhi fayda nahi hai na, air purifier lagana hi pada mere ko to ghum phir ke. I used to wake up choking at night. I couldn't breathe. My nose used to get so blocked. I had to get an air purifier.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And I had to get one of those fucking bigger ones. Not even the regular one.
Jo hospital mein hota hai, bada wala. Yes.
To jo chota wala tha, wo main jab laga ke so raha tha, to itna farak nahi pad raha tha. That bada wala also runs for half an hour at red light and then it becomes clean dheere dheere karke.
Haan.
Wo karna hi hai. But I also feel like that's one thing, the only thing I would say the government is getting right more than anything is the infrastructure shit.
Haan.
Like, मैं हिमाचल गया, मैं 2016 के बाद हिमाचल गया ये टाइम. मैं तीर्थन जा रहा था, मंडी से जाना पड़ता है, ठीक है. मंडी के पास 2016 वाज द फर्स्ट ट्रिप, उसके पहले 2012 या 13 वाज माय द ट्रिप बिफोर दैट, ओके, टू हिमाचल. Those two trips, nothing changed. This trip, not much changed. But when I got past that Mandi point and I saw the fucking tunnel and the bridge, granted, it is causing seismic activity and गांव फट रहे and all of that is happening. But वो रास्ता नहीं बनाते तो फिर से 6 घंटा में अटक रहा था ना. सो लाइक आई एंड लाइक इवन प्लेसेस लाइक चंद्रपुर एंड ऑल, आई वुड नेवर हैव गॉन टू परफॉर्म. सो मेनी सिटीज आई कुड नेवर रीच, ओनली फिजिकली रीचिंग वाज अ प्रॉब्लम. नाउ दे आर ओपन बिकॉज ऑफ द रोड. सो द रोड्स आई थिंक आर डेफिनेटली ऑन पॉइंट. द प्रॉब्लम इज लाइक इवन नाउ टुडे व्हेन आई वाज गोइंग टू जुहू, थ्रू आउट द वे देयर आर कॉप्स ऑन द वे सेइंग भगाओ भगाओ भगाओ, व्हिच मींस पीछे से वीआईपी आ रहा है. मैं सीलिंग से निकल गया, सीलिंग के गेट के बाद they have stopped all the cars so that the mantri ka gaadi can go. And aisa kachu nimbu vibes. Wo gaya, uske baad 3 minute traffic roka hai taki usko head start mile.
Yeah.
Kyunki uske rear view mein bhi koi gareeb na dikh jaye usse.
Exactly.
अरे एंटाइटलमेंट की तो ऑब्वियसली यू नो देयर आर डिग्रीज. कल सेम राइड में ऑटो में जब हमने वो माजराटी देखा तो ऑटो ने राइट टर्न लिया, वहां पे राइट टर्न था, उसने लिया. एक गाड़ी को पैरेलल पार्क करना था, उसको वो स्पॉट नहीं समझ में आया या गेट ब्लॉक हो रहा था, तो ही हैड सेकंड थॉट्स एंड ही वांटेड टू मूव अहेड. द ऑटो हैज ऑलरेडी स्पन 6 inches पास्ट हिम बट द गाय वॉन्ट्स टू घुसाओ हिज गाड़ी बिहाइंड द ऑटो. तो उसके रॉन्ग मूव पे ऑफकोर्स अंकल जो बड़ी गाड़ी में बैठे हैं एसयूवी में, वो ऑटो ड्राइवर को गाली देना चालू. कैसे तूने मेरी गाड़ी को छुआ? मतलब मेरा राइट ऑफ वे है, वो ट्राई भी नहीं कर रहा बोलने की, अंकल की गालियां चालू. And it's like, bichare ne kuch bola bhi nahi aapko. It's not like, uski galti hoti bhi, to bhi wo nahi bolta. But aapka, you know, between the two rear view mirrors, between the railing of the auto and the rear view of the gaadi, kiske paas hai privilege gaali dene ka aur kaun sun raha hai? This is the difference.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I do enjoy this fully where like, I become one with the auto camera. I'm on your side. If anybody fucks with us, we are going to fuck with them, okay?
Well, yes. It flips on you too though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
100%.
It flips on you in numbers. Like, jo wo gaadi wala iske upar gaali de sakta hai, wo if as a passenger you go, to rickshaw wala tu, like we heard in the last episode only.
Yeah.
So this also, it works both ways. Like if you're a passenger and you take up a fight, then seven of them will come and kick your ass, dude. So sab log bhadas aage hi forward kar rahe.
This is exactly it. It is, the problem is that it is not an arrow going up or down. It is a circle and it keeps storming.
Like I watched this video. I was sharing it with Anuj and Abhi also. Like, it's a video of like this at Malad station where a bunch of commuters who are trying to get in a train are being blocked. So there's always these door travelers, okay?
Are wo usko utha utha ke usi ko end mein le jate hai na, wo wala.
No, that's the other one.
You seen that one? They use the guy like a motherfucking flap, dude.
Yeah.
They just push him up into the sky and he's held into the railing.
No, that's the one getting out. The people getting out, right? So this is the one people try to get in at peak hour and they can't get in because these people are blocking the doors and they do it for their friends and all. So if their friends come, they move to aisa aage, usko usse gaya pe, then they fucking butt fuck each other. Fucking assholes. It's all like homoerotic is happening on Bombay footboards, okay? And so this video mein, like four or five people ki chal bar and they pull him out, okay? And then they just forget the train's gone, everything's gone.
And they just beat the fuck out of him.
Usko behosh kar diya mar ke, okay, dude? And I'm like, it's like that Munna Bhai episode also, where it reminds where Nawazuddin Siddiqui gets beaten up, right? It's like, salo apne apne ghar se frustration leke aaya, tu mil gaya in log ko aaj, aur tere po abhi maarenge log. And those people are like a real epidemic also in Bombay, because they generally block everybody's entrance and everything. Ki tum log ek side se entry maro, and they make rules apparently. Like, they're the surveyors of fucking trail.
And it's now what has happened is like, you know, there's no rule of law. So like, it's like, how do you get power? Originally, it's by being on the right side of the law. But now it's like, it's my associations and affiliations, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen so many times where the Uber guy will have a flag hanging from the thing, which is of the party in power. Then, chod jo karna hai karo. Like, Dilip tells me this, uska gaao Jharkhand mein, theek hai? Woh hamare idhar driver ka kaam karta hai. Abhi Jharkhand mein uska jidhar gaao bolta hai, कि जब इलेक्शन का महीना रहता है ना, तो हम लोग को क्या बोलते हैं कि अपने को बाइक पे झंडा लगाने गए पार्टी का, अगर लगा दिया ना तो तुमको उस महीने पूरा पेट्रोल फ्री. Every petrol pump you go to, if they don't, you show them the flag, they'll give it to you for free. So that is the way it works, right? I mean, the authority comes from comes from clout. Like when we said that medical system in India failed during COVID, what was the system? The system is bed nahi milta, politician ko phone karo. That was the system that failed.
Yeah.
Even that system failed.
Yeah, even that system. But that was there was no real system anyway, right?
Yes,
it was always sifarish-based system. So obviously, it was going to fail when it comes to such mass numbers.
Mm.
Yeah, the entire thing was framed in one picture where like a man was begging to a politician to not take the cylinders away. Like at a hospital in UP, like this politician was like, yeah, I want it for my son. So they took cylinders from the hospital to their house so the son could have the oxygen.
Yes, yeah.
And this poor man is just like breaking down thinking, my kid will die if you take it away. And it was just like, oh fuck, dude, that's why we can't stop talking about it, because of the same fucking reason, like the whole diversion of that whole
all
time.
These stories and like it's like fucking partition all over again, dude. Like nobody wants to discuss it, nobody wants to explore it, nobody wants to get over it.
Even Beed, that movie came out, like the way they butchered the entire fucking thing, they couldn't mention anything. Beed, like you don't even know the movie came out, right? Rajkumar Rao and Bhumi Pednekar, I think they were in a movie about the whole migrant crisis where like they were all locked down in their cities and they couldn't go back home, not knowing where the food will come from or money will come from. And based on that, so Rajkumar Rao plays a cop who's in the two sides of it where like politicians and people are like his problem. So, and then they butchered the movie before it went out for release because of certain affiliations and mentions.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I remember reading about the, and obviously, you know, it got very little coverage in the grand scheme of all the losses that were happening. There were companies in the northern part of the country, I forget the city, but who were basically rebranding and repainting fire cylinders as oxygen canisters and selling them on the black market.
They were selling, painting it black and putting out of fuck.
Best.
Yeah.
So many people made money out of this.
Abhi ka baat karta hai, ye ek hafte pehle ka baat hai. There was a politician in UP, uska gaadi park kiya tha. उसकी गाड़ी के पीछे एक एम्बुलेंस अटक के वो पेशेंट मर गया. ठीक है. एंड दिस इज नॉट द फर्स्ट, दिस हैपेंड इन बॉम्बे नियर माय हाउस आल्सो. देयर इज अ सर्टेन रिलीजियस स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ अ माइनॉरिटी रिलीजन and not the one you're thinking of. But basically, unka hai na, wo saal mein ki hota hai, end mein sabko sorry bolne ka rehta hai. Toh wo karte hai. Usme, because of that puja, I have seen at least twice, like cardiac patients die on the way. Okay, and they are like, nahi nahi, ye toh bhagwan ke paas jayenge sidha. What the fuck? But I'll find you the story. So this is a true story in UP. And the guy, when he was confronted ki you fucking the patient is dead, he got out of the car and he started threatening the family member on camera, saying tere pe police case karwa dunga, tu janta nahi meko, or so on and so forth. Ye raha, dekh. Car blocks ambulance killing patient, he threatens family. It's a real thing.
Like, really? I'll send you all to death. Like, how about that? Nobody to complain only.
Yeah.
Simple
yeah.
solution. So that's when like when this Last of Us show came out like recently, and like the game and the show are a little different. Have you
I've seen all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like in the game there's a lot of more zombie play, and there's like a lot of at every turn there are like dead people. But I think the show makes a very clear point that humans are the fucking zombies. We are the epidemic, and even when we are like the last of us who are left, we'll still find a way to fuck over each other. That's how it's the lesson that we have.
I'm so taken by shows which, you know, sort of segregate most of humanity into parallels in what is happening in real life. But we think about these groups as social experiments and how everyone turns towards the villainous. But it's just that the way you seek autonomy is different. So, koi weaponry ke saath kar raha hai, the, you know, one of the characters on that show. But koi religion ke through kar raha hai, koi perversion ke through kar raha hai.
Exactly.
But what I appreciate so much, and without giving any spoilers away, is that tum kabhi bhi badal sakte ho. You know, you might be the most heroic person, but tumhare andar bhi wo hai jo, there is an individualistic survivalist instinct which is you're trying to keep love for yourself, and to what extent are you ready to go to have that love proximate to you.
But all the research they do on rich people, right, it's like the money beyond a point makes you crazy. Okay, after you make the first few hundred millions, to karna kya hai? Kya nahi affordable hai $100 million ke baad na?
Yeah, that's what the Succession, White
Lotus.
I was
just going to say.
But now here's another thing I feel. All of these shows, right? You watch White Lotus, you watch Succession, you're like, eat the rich, fuck the rich, right? What? Yeah, kuch ho nahi
uske raha. Beyond kya? Ab,
uske beyond kya?
It's just like, it's a tutorial like look at it.
Tumhe ye pakda diya, ye le, ameer aurat ko TV mein maar diya, khush ho isse.
These gays.
Nahi, iski obsession sahi hai aur honi bhi chahiye. These gays. Margins mein, aap margins mein hi rahiye sir. Haan, aur ek white ladka hai jo indigenous logon ke saath board pe jayega ending mein. Aur usko phir Stanford mein admission milega, you know, when he writes his admission essay. I went rafting in Hawaii with local folks.
And the Hawaiian guy gets arrested for stealing.
Absolutely. But the thing is with these shows, you know, I think these Mike White and all of his writers' room is very intelligent in telling us ki yahan pe khoklapan hai. There is a void and we are trying to show you a very realist slice of life. Ki this is how a certain section of population that has money behaves. But let me also show you what happens to them when they face the human emotions that trouble us all. Example, grief. Example, mild inconveniences or like borderline, not poverty, you know, just
no
like
drugs.
Rich becomes no drugs available, etc. And I am getting a little bit tired with the argument about dekho hum kitne khokle hain, dekho hum kitne emotion wale bhi ho sakte hain. So there is a binary emotion that these shows are trying to like plug at you on off. In Succession, for example, the mastery of Succession, or the way people talk about it, is that it is the one show where every character is an asshole and yet you keep twinging for them, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's Archer. Archer is way better at doing that.
because comedy is so much more prolific, right? It is. There is no mask on your face. Here, there are like hundreds of masks. The syntax that they use on a show like Succession is that the writers have a brief that you will never call an emotion what it is. You will say, is it happening? Is it happening? How many times does Shiv say, is it true? Where are we? They keep asking each other's questions, but we know what they are not saying. It's a show where you're supposed to pick up what is not being said. But I am feeling a little bit tired with that, only because it's so true to reality. We live in a world where Elon Musk exists and 1700 of his brothers exists. You know, and it's like, what is this? If this
like,
show
like
is...
His fan base is like, dude, Bangalore be doing puja with Elon Musk. Do you know that? Like, they're like Elon Dev and all that doing like...
Unko lagta hai, unko milne wala ticket.
Yeah, MRA.
Nahi milega! Canada Guthilla.
Yeah, so I'm like, agar aap ye show...
Tum pehle Whitefield pahunch jao bara. Mars baad mein pahunchenge tum log.
Yeah, and I'm like, agar hum log ye show absurdism aur shock ke liye bana rahe hain, to at least for me, the message is very clear. But at an empathetic level, I'm feeling tired.
Nahi, par ye liberal हिस्ट्री वाले लोग और लिबरल लोग में ये बहुत बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है. द स्टेटमेंट वी डू नॉट लाइक देम बिकॉज वी डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड देम. आई अंडरस्टैंड. That's why I don't like.
Maybe
that's
I do. Like, yeah. Maybe I do not want to understand them anymore.
No, I mean it's like Slavoj Žižek. क्या नाम उसका?
Slavik Žižek.
जो भी अपना जो करता रहता है जो philosopher. He's great. Slavoj says this like you think I don't understand Hitler. I understand Hitler. Yeah. Okay, that's why I don't like the things he said were fucked up. That's why you don't like it. Sometimes. You know, like this, give them the benefit of the... Nahin dena hai benefit of the doubt. Woh gandu hai.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I hate to say it, but I know a person who still today, not in any kind of sarcasm or dark humor, believes that the entire thing with Hitler did not happen. He thinks concentration camps are propaganda.
Par wohi hai na, abhi tum...
And this is a person, we love people putting people in boxes. No surprises, this is a person with a master's degree. Has, you know, of course, the privileges of the world, worked in all parts of the world, etc. And concentration camps are a myth.
बाकी अरे मतलब अभी देखो अभी तो textbook से कितना कुछ निकला अपने देश में. अभी 20 साल में देखो क्या होता है लोगों बच्चे लोग का.
हाँ, ताजमहल is just a cloud formation.
No, it's a cloud kitchen now. Mumtaz rooms.
Veg biryani.
You know, whenever... Oh, light blew again. Whenever Sparsh thinks we've gotten a clip or something, no, he does like a mil gaya. Chalo, ye mil gaya.
Abhi ghar pe jao.
Kitna time hua abhi? 55
minute. Thank you, Naveen.
One hour.
Thank you for giving us that kitchen. Yeah.
Awesome.
Chalo, but hey, man, it's nice to have you back in. It's nice to see you in the flesh, breathe the same air as you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know,
been infected by the same bacteria as us.
Yes.
A lot of times, I know we didn't really talk about Preeti's life much, but a lot of times what happens is that, like, there's this anxiety of never seeing someone again.
Yeah.
You know, it's really.
In this case, it's us, okay? You'll see you'll see yourself, but like, we'll be gone.
So, it just feels nicely, oh fuck, like way back when in high, when we're not in I-bar days and...
Do you remember comedy interns?
Yeah, of course I remember comedy.
You were in comedy interns too.
Yeah.
I'm all the comics and all the poet.
Yeah. No, I am so really full of gratitude because, you know, when you move away for such a long time, to me lagta hai ki tum na yahan ke rahe na wahan ke, but thank you for making me feel that I still have friends here.
Seen ke to ho tum yaar. Seen se thodi seen ko tum escape nahi kar sakte.
Oh, I feel so seen.
Nice. On that note, thanks a lot for tuning in. Vartalab happens every week. Saturday is the main episode. Thursday is the members only episode release with uncut stuff. So if you want to listen to it, please subscribe and join in on the membership. I'm Naveen Narona.
I'm Akash Mehta, and this was Preeti.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Yay.